Yeah, I mean, being coachable is, to me, it's that's everything. Because if you're coachable, you're going to be able to listen to instruction. Sometimes that instruction is going to be critical, criticism. But don't confuse criticism with coaching. It's all in an effort to get you better. And what I found is, if you're coachable as a male, young male, you're able to be in a relationship because you're able to hear criticism from your significant other. And if you're able to be in a relationship, you're able to be employable because you're going to be able to hear what you need to do better. You know, being coachable is way beyond just being coachable. It's, you know, you're going to be able to be in a relationship. You're going to be able to hold a job. You're going to be a good husband, be a good father. And so our kids being coachable means, like, we're going to teach these kids to listen with their eyes and their ears. When someone's talking to you, you're going to listen. We're going to put good people in front of these kids, people that have their best interest in mind. And so with that being said, it's teachers, coaches, everybody. And I mean, I do think that they got a great staff down there. They got a great school culture. They got people in place to help kids.